Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Good morning again. I'm Bob Oakes. It was the deadliest fire in Massachusetts in more than two decades. 1 year ago today, flames swept through an apartment building in Lowell, killing seven people and leaving 50 more without homes. But today, as WBUR's Dolores Handy found, the Cambodian community of Lowell is healing and is moving forward.
The city of Lowell has one of the largest populations of Cambodians in the United States, second only to Long Beach, California. Cambodians started arriving here three decades ago, survivors of the killing fields of the Khmer Rouge. Roddy Mom is one of those survivors. He's now a state representative from Lowell, the only Cambodian elected as a state legislator in the country. He says it's hard to underestimate the devastation of last year's fire.
It hit the very heart of the Cambodian community, and this is, we call this the acre and the area here, the Lowell Highland, if you will. But this is where all the immigrants came and settled.
The vacant lot on the corner of Branch Street in Lowell is a stark reminder of the devastation there July 10, 2014. An early morning fire swept through a huge, old, wooden three-story building. Neighbors woke up to scenes of people jumping from windows, police and firefighters rescuing residents from upper floors. When it was over, seven people were dead. They were found in two apartments in the rear of the building. In one apartment, a 38-year-old woman who apparently died trying to save her pet chihuahua and her 72-year-old roommate. In the other apartment, there were five dead, all members of one family, a mother, father, and three of their children.
There's no word to describe that one. I would have to say that the city of Lowell went to a standstill.
But the community rallied.
I feel like the community has bounced back very well in a year.
Bopa Malone, who spent years in refugee camps before arriving here as a child, is president of the Lowell-based Cambodian Mutual Assistance Association.
People that survived the fire, they're doing well. Although there was a tragedy when that happened, we all came together and we all worked together. And because of the fact that we came together so well, it has helped people get back on their feet.
Among the survivors of the fire is Kim Soen, who lived in an apartment with her mother and six-year-old daughter.
Kim Soen, 81 Branch Street.
What had happened that night, she was asleep. And her mom had awoken to the smell of something burning. She heard that, there's a fire in the house to get out, and luckily they were able to get out.
Kim Soen and her family are among the 46 people from 17 households who survived the fire.
Through this tragedy, it brought the community together.
Virk Oi is also on the board of the Cambodian Mutual Assistance Association, which has been a major part of relief efforts for those displaced by the fire.
So now, everybody is situated, everybody has settled in, they have a house, a home to stay in, they have shelter.
But, says Oi, there are still issues, nightmares from that night for people like Kim Song.
Even to this day, she still has a lot of trauma emotionally. She lives in this constant fear where she keeps all of her belongings nearby in case something happens again. So she still has those nightmares.
1 year after the deadly fire, the city and the owner of the building are still at odds over what to do with the site of the fire. Owner Sanjay Patel, who has not been available for interviews, has notified the city that he would like to rebuild on the same spot. He wants to use the same design as the original building, with a liquor store on the first floor, apartments on the second and third floors.
That's not a good idea at all whatsoever from a number of perspectives.
Lowell Mayor Rodney Elliott.
First and foremost, population density in that particular neighborhood is very dense. To put that many units in addition to a liquor store and replicate was there is not in the best interest of that community, and it's not best interest of that neighborhood.
I don't think the neighborhood needs another liquor store.
Again,
like
Virk Oi.
I think a memorial building would be great for the community as a reminder of the tragedy of that day.
To remember those lost in the tragedy, the city and the Cambodian Mutual Assistance Association are hosting a memorial service this morning at the Glory Buddhist Temple. The association's Bofa Malone says she's recalling the horror of a year ago, but also marveling at what has happened since then.
When the tragedy happened, it was just very, very devastating. And now, a year later, although this tragedy happened, how amazing everyone came together, how they helped each other.
A sign, Malone says, of the resilience of this immigrant community. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.